Brendan, this is going to be your second FAI Cup final. We see what it means to the people of Derry, but what's it mean to you personally?
It means a lot, but it means even more because you see what it means to the people of Derry. You know, it's travelling in thousands, it's packing out a stadium, you know, 4 hours away from... It's not easy for them. Like, it's not just... It's not on their doorstep. They're spending a lot, big amounts of money to get there, and players need to, you know, acknowledge that, and we need to put in a big performance and hopefully bring home a trophy on Sunday.
At the moment, you have gone through the tournament so far without conceding a goal. In fact, you got to go back to the game against Tralee in 2022. Is it a personal gain, or is it something that you relish the possibility of getting through a tournament without conceding?
It's something now that you obviously want to do because you want to keep a clean sheet in the next game every time you play. But it was only said to me a few weeks ago that we hadn't conceded a goal since that semi-final. But yeah, look, it's... Personally, it's a great thing, but it means that if you keep a clean sheet, hopefully you're halfway to winning. So if we can keep another one on Sunday and lift the cup, you'll be happy days. But if we win 3-2 and win the cup, I won't care either. It's all about getting, you know, that trophy back up here.
Drogheda United have been a sticky wicket over the last couple of years. Are you expecting it to be any different on Saturday?
No, not at all. Not at all. They're a really good side. They've really, you know, they've added some top players in July. Players that probably could have gotten the team of the year with how good they've been. So we know the threat they have, and we're going to need to be ready because there's no such thing as an easy cup final.
People from the outside would say that they won't be able to manage the wider pitch. Is that being a bit disrespectful to the opposition?
I think so, yeah. I think it's just another football pitch, to be honest. You know, you can say it's a wider pitch, but it's a bigger pitch for their quicker players to run into as well if you want to counter it. So we'll need to be ready with that. I think, look, they're going to be ready. It's a huge game for them, and plus they have a game the week after as well. So they're going to be really focused on this game, and we need to be at our best to win it. And there's no other way about it.
I've met your mum at the semi-final. Very, very lovely woman. I'm sure that being a local man down there in Dublin, there's going to be a huge crowd down there to be able to support you personally.
Yeah, a lot of tickets I had to sort last week, but yeah, they love it. They've loved, you know, since I've been here, they've loved my time here, and to support me all over the country like the Derry fans have. So it'd be great to finish, you know, the season with another trophy and, you know, spend that time with family.
Considering what has happened over the last couple of weeks, is it key that Derry City, even for you personally, that a trophy comes out of the season, considering how much you have fought for one?
Even if we won the league last week, it would be key that we won the cup final because it's one of the two big trophies in the calendar. It's the biggest day in the calendar for every player. Every player wants to get to the Aviva in the cup final. So, you know, the league has no bearing on Sunday at all. It's a massive opportunity for the whole club to, you know, bring home a second trophy in 3 years.
Brian, thank you, Brian.